Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 14 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we're listening to something that I can't even pronounce. Polyvagal? Polyvagal, that sounds dirty. Polyvagal podcast. Their description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts says, Justin and Mercedes are two licensed marriage and family therapists, never would have guessed that, in California, that are obsessed with polyvagal theory and applying it to everyday life, mental health, trauma, education, parenting, and more. So the one thing that's cool about this podcast is that I'm pretty sure if I typed in polyvagal, is how I'm going to say it for now, you probably own that space. The bad news is I have no idea what polyvagal is. So it's going to be interesting to see how your podcast progresses, because I would think only people that know what polyvagal, there's like 27 different ways of saying this, theory is to even search for it. But it is marriage counseling, and we're going to take a listen to it right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, I got it queued up on my phone here, and it says, stop asking why and what your eyebrows are saying. I have very expressive eyebrows, and it goes a little something like this.
In this episode, we discuss our own listening tips and thoughts, such as why not to ask why and what your eyebrows are saying that you might not be aware of. My name is Justin Sinceri.
And I am Mercedes Corona.
Nice audio.
We are licensed marriage and family therapists and your fellow trauma nerds, helping you understand and apply the science of connection to daily life.
Welcome to episode 32 of the Polyvagal Podcast. For the Polyvagal Podcast super fans out there, we've got you covered. We have announcements and homework assignments just for you after the episode main topic.
But before we get into things, we want to make sure that you put yourself first. We keep every episode as safe as we can, but just by the nature of the topics, you may experience some stuff come up. So take a break if you need to.
The topic today, we want to continue with the listening series. People seem to be really enjoying this, at least on Instagram. I think I'm having a lot of fun with this. This is kind of our wheelhouse, I think, as therapists. A lot of what we do here is the somatic stuff, but really, you know, the polyvagal theory, but really, our wheelhouse is therapy. We are talk therapists. Ultimately, that's where our training is. That's what we've been doing for the past decade or so. So listening and communication, I feel super cozy right at home. So I'm kind of happy to keep going with this.
I love that word, cozy. It does feel cozy to talk about listening.
It does. I like that.
I like it. Yeah.
I think you and I took different paths on this one, Mercedes. We'll see.
It sounds like it.
We had talked about doing body language, but then I got inspired and went a whole different direction, which I tend to do. So we'll see what we come up with here. These are two different lists.
Well, and we left it a surprise to each other. So I don't know what your list says, and you don't know what my list says.
All I know is that it has something to do with eyebrows.
There is information about eyebrows. I'm going to leave you in suspense.
I am fully suspended. The first thing that I wanted to talk about is...
Now, I'm hoping the first thing he wants to talk about is the list. Because you teased him up, you're ready to go, and I'm ready to hear the list. So let's see what he does says here.
Talk about is asking why.
Why?
So asking why when it comes to listening, I guess the answer is, I don't know. Is when you go to someone and you say, hey, I have something I want to talk about. This is the thing that happened, or this is how I feel. And they go, why? I don't know. I don't know why. That's why I'm talking about it with you. Right. And I don't want to analyze it. I don't necessarily want to break it down into the pieces. I might not want to break it down into the factual elements and figure out the why of it. I might just want someone to listen and to be supportive and to validate and normalize. And everyone does this. I don't think anyone like gets a pass from this. I recently talked to three coworkers. You may have been one of them, about my own shutdown state, trying to like process it. And every single one of my therapist coworkers, the first thing they said was, why? I said, I've been kind of like this shutdown place recently, and all three of them said, well, why?
And I'm definitely guilty of that. I know that I am, because you and I have so many conversations just about whatever thing. And And I try not to just, you know, again, I always say this, but like through all the stuff that we've been, that I've been learning through the polyvagal theory and the podcast and everything, I know that asking why is unnecessary and sometimes detrimental. And it's almost like a jerk reaction, like a knee jerk reaction, like, but why?
Right. It totally is.
and it's honestly not something I do a lot in therapy, especially because it's something I've learned that with children will shut them down real quick when you say why. So I don't know where it comes from, but it's like a, you know, here's a thing. And I ask why, and it just comes out. And even as I'm doing it, I'm like, no.
I think we all want to make sense of the situation. We all want to figure it out, and we all want to explain it for the person who's talking. And if we can figure it out for them and just give them the correct information, then their problems will go away.
I'm really ready for the next list item at this point. I think we've squeezed enough out of why.
Problems will go away, or their feelings will get better. And of course, that's not the way it goes. When I was in graduate school, I had a teacher, and it just stuck in my mind, and she said, don't ask why to clients. And I thought that was, and I still think it's kind of extreme. I think every now and then I'll ask why, but it's not my go-to. But sometimes the word why is, I think it's appropriate, the question why. But yeah, that really stuck out to me. Like she said, don't ask why. And I think I kind of get what she was going at, what she was going after, what she was explaining, which is like, when you ask why, it puts someone in this analytical state of mind's framework. And that's fine here and there, but in therapy, people might just want to talk. And I think the why of it can come later, but the first thing we have to do is just sort of understand where they're coming from, hear them out, bring those social engagement cues, help them work their way up the ladder. And then once they're in their social, safe social system, then putting pieces together as far as the why, then it becomes more appropriate, I think. But if someone's like frantic or upset or even stressed out, even like a mild stress, and they just need to like vent or just need someone to listen to them, the question why can be kind of irritating. It can throw them off course. That can come later, I think. And I think that's what my teacher was getting at, was it puts us into this analytical, almost investigative mode. And that might not be the person wants.
That definitely makes sense.
Yeah. Now we're going into like facts. Now we're going into the whole evaluation versus curiosity thing. And I think with listening, we have to be curious as listeners and not necessarily evaluative. We first have to start from curiosity and wanting to understand them on like that emotional level first and foremost. But not to figure things out unless they're asking us to.
I think that's been the biggest message that I've noticed in as we've been recording these episodes on listening is, as the listener, go ahead and just put on the brakes. Just, you know, pull it back. Just sit and listen and be present for that person. I think that's the biggest message that I've been hearing kind of throughout all of our points and tips and things that we've been talking about. And
especially if you're a dude listening to a female. Just listen, I'm here to tell you, I've spent a lot of time in therapy. It's the one thing I learned.
We do jump to that problem-solving analytical mode, but if you, dear listener, take anything away from this, it's that you just pull it back, just sit down and just listen, and don't worry about the rest of it. The rest of it will kind of fall into place, I think.
She did a really good job of talking to one person there, dear listener. That was cool. I'm ready. I'm waiting for like the next item on the list so I can decide if I like this or not. At this point, it's okay. But I'm kind of like, and the last thing he just said was really, really good. So they got me. I'm just waiting to hear what the next thing is.
And don't worry about the rest of it. The rest of it will kind of fall into place, I think.
It does. Yeah. But you have to bring those safe and social cues. You have to attune to where they're at, what body state that they're in. Or, you know, the best you can. That really has to come first. All right. Teach me something about eyebrows.
So I made a list of some body language things that I like to just make sure and point out for people. So I wrote down some obvious ones. Obviously, you're going to look at the person, or at least in the direction of the person. This is a really big thing. And I think sometimes people might underestimate it because, and I've been guilty of this myself, but doing the thing where I'll say I'm listening, but it doesn't look like I'm listening. So I'll be looking away, or I'll be, you know, minding some other kind of business. And
all right, they kind of got me. What I'm somewhat confused on is, I guess they're talking about communication, because I thought he said, oh, we were going to talk about this, but you wanted to talk about body language, so I did this thing. I thought you were both on the same. I thought it was the common theme is communication. And so she has a list about communication, and so do you. So that's the only thing I'm a little confused on. All in all, the one thing that I don't know right now that I really thought I would, and that is, what the heck is the polyvagal theory? I have zero clue. I'm assuming it's about communication or marriage, because that's what you guys are talking about, but Welcome to the podcast rodeo show where we grab a random podcast and listen to it. Welcome to the Polyvagal Theory podcast where we, I don't know what polyvagal means. You got to realize that if you want people who are not therapists to listen to this, because I'm assuming maybe therapists know what polyvagal is. I sure don't. And so that's the one thing I really thought I would get. And maybe I missed it in the intro. Let's do that again. Since I do kind of like the fact that I'm doing these now on my phone, I can just go, hold on a second. Let me back up to the very beginning again.
In this episode, we discuss our own listening tips and thoughts,
listening
such
tips.
As why not to ask why and what your eyebrows are saying that you might not be aware of. My name is Justin Sinceri.
Okay.
And I am Mercedes Corona. We are licensed marriage and family therapists and your fellow trauma nerds, helping you understand and apply the science of connection to daily life.
Welcome to episode 30.
Yeah, nothing there on polyvagal. I'm assuming it's about connection. It's about trauma because that's what you said. But and you did say at the very beginning, listening habits. So maybe rephrase that when you go back into it. Hey, again, today we're talking about so-and-so. I have a list. She's talking eyebrows, blah, blah, blah. The only other thing is, Jason, your microphone is right on the edge of like, we should probably do something about that. My guess is you, I'm sorry, I said Jason, it's Justin. My guess is you're using a Blue Yeti improperly. You have that lots of room noise thing going on. And granted, I'm sitting in a very quiet room with headphones. So I hear that now. If I was walking around outside, I probably wouldn't. So it's not a huge deal, but if you're using a Blue Yeti, make sure it's on the setting that only picks up the front. Get a pop filter and get close to that thing, and that will probably solve that issue. But again, it wasn't actually the intro and everything else sounded great that we were just listening to, and I thought it was okay. And at first I said, hey, I'm ready to move on to the next thing, and the next thing you were talking about there with asking why was a really good point, so ignore that. But all in all, the only thing that I'm confused on is, what the heck is polyvagal? And, it's got some great tips here. So if you would like your show to be right here on the podcast rodeo show, it's super easy. All you have to do is go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. People are like, what? Nope. It's not one of those things where it's like $5 for a review and $50 if you want me to, you know, whatever. Nope, no upsells, just $5. It's me playing with Fiverr, and it makes it easy for you to sign up, which gives me something to listen to here. So check it out, podcastrodeoshow.com. If you do want a full review, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's where myself and Eric K. Johnson go over your entire podcast from head to toe, including your website, including your goals, and everything else. Check it out. And I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. Remind you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave. Great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.